USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, you know, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd now face federal charges. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. In Alabama, a jury has convicted a police officer of murdering a suicidal man who is holding a gun to his own head. William Darby was charged with killing Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Prosecutors said that Parker was killed without cause, but his defense had argued that the shooting was justified because Parker posed a threat to Darby and the other officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A North Carolina judge has ruled to allow the family of Andrew Brown Jr. to view the body-worn camera footage of the police shooting of the man. Pasquotank County Superior Judge Jeff Foster's ruling came more than a week after he delayed the release of the videos. His new order required that the county sheriff's office blur out the faces of the deputies shown in the videos amid an investigation into the shooting. There are 4 body cam videos and 1 dashboard camera video. Brown's family members can view the video, but may not take any recordings of them to share publicly. The family said they've already seen a short video clip of the shooting. They said it showed Brown with his hands on the steering wheel. The family attorney said Brown posed no threat to officers at the time he was shot. Pasquotank County District Attorney Andrew Womble said their attorney's assessment of the video was partly false. He said Brown attempted to escape by driving his vehicles into the police cars, which had boxed him in during the arrest. He said Brown's car moved toward the officers and made contact with them. It is only then that you hear the shots, Womble said in court. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton said earlier this week that the court's delay in publicly releasing the full videos was a con game. The civil rights activists disputed the legitimacy of the delay, saying you don't need time to get a tape out. Let the world see what it is to see. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.